This Wisconsin senator was a rising star in the state, a man who made history by becoming one of the youngest judges in history, and then made a successful leap into national politics. The story that unfolded in 1950, though, is what he is remembered for. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Joseph McCarthy was born in 1908, just side of Appleton, Wisconsin. He dropped out of high school, but later earned a diploma, went to law school, and became the state's youngest circuit court judge in history at the age of 30. In 1946, he became one of Wisconsin's U.S. senators. Many outside of Wisconsin, though, did not know McCarthy until 1950.
We have to put the time in context, and we had just won World War II and had started the Cold War, which recreated for Americans the same kind of fear that we are living under right now with our fear of terrorists.
Terry Bergen is the executive director of the County Historical Society Museum in Appleton, Wisconsin.
In order to be successful politically in the United States, he needed to appeal to the voters on a gut level, and he accomplished that by feeding their fears and telling them that they were surrounded by communists and that the government was full of communists and maybe their neighbors were.
Since the shooting part of World War II ended, we have been losing 100 million people a year to international atheistic communism. Not 100,000, 100 million.
McCarthy was the driving force behind the movement, although Bergen reminds he did not conduct his hearings single-handedly.
But it was actually the House Senate on Un-American Activities that did the real damage to individual lives. Primarily Jewish entertainers were the target.
McCarthyism swelled for 4 years as the senator sought to rid the government of communists. The rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Appleton, Wisconsin. I'm Andrew McCrae.